1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Still no decision from a judge on whether to hold former President Trump in contempt for violating a gag order in his hush money trial. Trump calls it unfair.
They can talk about me, they can say whatever they want, they can lie, but I'm not allowed to say anything.
Prosecutors say he's violated that order at least 10 times. As for testimony today, CBS's Errol Barnett reports David Pecker was back on the stand.
The jury now hearing this testimony is seeing that Trump and Pecker's relationship in media goes back decades, and they've had a mutually beneficial relationship. For the prosecution, this lays the groundwork to fill in the gaps and the motivation as to why Mr. Trump would want to suppress negative stories through this hush money payment and catch and kill policy as he was ascending to the presidency in 2015 and 2016.
The scheme involved that payment to Stormy Daniels to silence her about an affair with Trump. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending its free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid for with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Vice President Kamala Harris says she came to Wisconsin Monday to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed three of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You have an opportunity in May to help honor deceased veterans in Wisconsin Rapids. On May 18th, Wisconsin Rapids veterans organizations will be placing American flags on the headstones of deceased veterans. They'll focus on three of the larger Wisconsin Rapids cemeteries. If you'd like to help out, they'll be meeting at the Forest Hill Mausoleum at 9:45 in the morning on May 18th. They plan to decorate over 3,300 graves at cemeteries in our area to honor our veterans. Kids from Wisconsin announced their 56th season. The Larger Than Life 2024 summer production will tour the state beginning in June. While they won't perform in Wisconsin Rapids this year, you can see them in Wausau on June 29th at the Grand Theater. They're also performing in Stevens Point on July 25th at the Century Theater. At both locations, they'll hold their free one-hour interactive workshop for kids ages 7 to 14. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers let one slip away. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing in Pittsburgh 4-2. The Brewers starter Joe Ross had pitched to 79 pitches, holding the Pirates to one run, but manager Pat Murphy pulled him in the sixth inning. Murphy asked, should he have kept him in a little longer?
No. It's always what's best for the pitcher. Squeezing more out of somebody this early in the season isn't what we like to do.
The Brewers starters have pitched the fewest amount of innings so far this year in Major League Baseball. NBA Game 2 of the Bucks and the Pacers playoff series is tonight. Milwaukee won Game 1, 109-94 Sunday night. The NFL Draft is this Thursday night. Brian Gutekunst asks if the draft board is ready yet in the Packers' war room.
Really, through this past weekend, we kind of got to a point where we feel really good about where it's at. We'll probably have one more meeting this evening and lock it up really till Thursday.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Partly sunny skies turn cloudy as showers and thunderstorms strike. Highs today hit the low 60s, and overnight tonight we crash below freezing, so expect a frost. But this means we have a sunny and cooler day tomorrow.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
That's not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires joins us to talk about tax cuts and then public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 23rd, 2024. Have your host, James, with you. I am looking forward to being joined in part two at 3:30 by our good friend Amy from the Family Center. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now in studio, we got our friend Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good to see you.
Good afternoon, James.
Thanks for being here. And as you do from time to time, Lacey, you brought a friend with you.
Yes, it's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, we want to welcome Tanya here. Tanya coming to us from the leadership class. Tanya, thanks for being here.
Excited to be here today.
I appreciate the time. Thanks. We'll talk with you more in a moment. Lacey, I know that we've got a lot to cover. We want to get right into it because you guys are so busy over there. And do want to send a shout out to you and your team at the Chamber doing such great work in this community. And one of our favorite events is coming up, Lunch by the River, Gather by the Gazebo. All these great events coming up.
Yes, coming up quick. This year has flown by. I was just thinking about it. It's going to be May soon. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
When did that happen?
I know. Yeah, I don't really remember March or April really like being a full month, but here we are.
I don't remember like yesterday. Time is a flat circle. It's just, yeah.
I think the weather and like the winter that it hasn't really felt like wintery. I think we're just kind of like, it's not taking as long as we thought. But yes, absolutely. We're planning Lunch by the River. I'm still looking for entertainers for July 11th, August 1st, and August 8th. So if you are interested, please reach out to me at communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com, as well as I have a handful of sponsorship dates left. So I have an exclusive sponsorship for May 30th, July 18th, and August 15th. So they are the only sponsor that would be at that event. You could have a booth, you can have swag, you can have, if you want to educate, if you want to use that time to kind of reach a lot of different demographics, absolutely think it's a great idea to come down. And then we also have some co-sponsor dates, so you would be sharing that date with other businesses, and that is July 11th, August 8th, August 22nd, and August 29th. So please reach out if you have any interest in kind of showcasing your business there, getting down during the lunch hour time and, just hanging out with coworkers, doing some fun activities. We want to have a lot of outdoor games this year. So please reach out. We're trying to wrap this up so I can get the flyer out and get marketing started. So please reach out to me for Lunch by the River.
Lacey, I know that years of doing this, I've heard from a lot of people who have been, whether it's a co-sponsor or the single sponsor of one of these events, and hear how much they talk about this, not only how it helps their business, but it helps get them out there and reach people that maybe they wouldn't reach otherwise. Is there feedback or is there kind of comments that you've heard over the time you've been doing this about why it's so great to be a part of an event like Lunch by the River?
Yes, and with it being an event that's been going on for over 30 years, I think it's a great way to, if you haven't had time to kind of get out, bring your team out. I love walking around and doing the Facebook Live, introducing your team. If you have any upcoming events, if you have any changes, things like that you want to, share with everyone in this area, as well as there's different kind of food trucks, free activities. It's a free event. So come out, if you want to just, you know, have fun with your family, obviously the kids are going to be out. So we have a lot of fun plans. August 1st is going to be a kids' day. So I'm trying to gear that as a lot of different, you know, little entities in this area, a lot of nonprofits that work with kids, as well as activities for the event. So please reach out. I would love the more the merrier, to be honest, as well as we are still looking for some food vendors for all dates. We have a couple that are going to be there for all dates, but we have a couple that we're trying to fit in for certain ones. But I would like to have closer to 5 to 7 food trucks at every single date. So I have 3 secured for every single date. And then I have like 3 more that are going to be, you know, once or twice a month, kind of just depending on when they can, you know, come down here. But I really, really want to have different things. So please reach out, as well as I've made some contact with some other fun entertainment ideas. So I'm just waiting to hear back from them. Fingers crossed that we can have something different. Hopefully they have some availability, and we can do something fun, I think, that'll bring down a lot of people.
Otherwise, Lacey's stuck with me showing up down there doing like monologues and juggling.
I think that would be fun too.
Yeah, I mean, the monologue thing might be all right, but I'm not a good juggler. Like, I've never juggled. I don't know why I would go down there and do that, but I will.
You just picked that
so
one.
We have something going on over there. We have a lot of great entertainers, a lot of good people out there that might not think that you might be doing something that would be fun for that. But imagine the setting of Lunch by the River, and imagine you doing this act of whatever it is there. I bet you it fits.
Yes.
Reach out to Lacey and find out.
Please reach out to me. That's 715-422-4859.
One last note I had on this, Lacey, and this is your fault because you brought what you brought up and you were talking about this. I think you brought up a great point. We have so many great businesses around here that have different events in the summer. What a great way to help promote that event.
Absolutely.
By being a part of Lunch by the River.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Absolutely. And I think it's a huge thing, especially with like the recreational outdoor things. I don't have a problem with having booths of other things that are going on in the upcoming months. I think it's good to kind of show everyone what our community has to offer. So what a better way.
And the Cranberry Blossom Festival, craft and vendor opportunities, the parade itself, so many opportunities with that one coming up as well.
Yes. I think we're almost a little bit over half full.
All right.
So very, very exciting for that. I've been trying, I want to get different vendors. I want to get different things going on there. I would love to have some live music there. I think that it would be fun to kind of bring everything together. Obviously, with the parade this year, we're going to do all things Cranberry. So it'll be the first time we're having a theme, which I think will help some businesses that are like, I don't know how to decorate, or I don't really know what to do. So I think, and then we'll obviously do some prizes and do some judging. So that will be fun, as well as obviously the Craft and Vendor Fair. Please reach out if you have interest. We have availability for 12 by 12 booths and 12 by 24. And it doesn't have to just be some kind of craft. If you have we've had people where we've had bird watching groups come and educate. I think that education is definitely important, and that's a great way to reach a lot of people. That is also a free event for the public, so we get a lot of traffic there. Please reach out if you're interested. If you make little things, or if you have things that you think, oh, well, this would be fun, reach out to me. I'm not going to, tell you, and nothing is a bad idea, and I want to do different things. There's a lot of 3D printers, a lot of dried foods, and I think that's a great way to, showcase all the entrepreneurs that this local area has to offer.
This event, especially with the Chamber, but a lot of our nonprofits and our businesses around here have some great local events that we look forward to, given certain seasons, especially in summer when we're all itching to get out and everything. I don't think it's a stretch to say that this is our signature event, that this is the event in our area that almost everybody knows about. It is certainly, if not the most popular, one of the top 2-3 most popular events we have in this area. It's been around for a long time. It is well established up and down the state. To have your business a part of that, when you know that news outlets are going to be covering it and having footage of it, when you know that other local people are going to be bopping around and checking it out, as you mentioned, it's a free event. If I got a marketing budget, this is one of the main things I'm using it for, is this event.
Absolutely. We have sponsorships available for this event as well. And then with it being leap year, it also falls on the state trap shooting weekend. So I think, almost all the hotels in this area are sold out for that weekend. And I think probably the AquaSkier is the next month. So definitely a lot of things going on during the summer. We also still have some availability for Gather by the Gazebo. I'm looking for one sponsor for August, as well as entertainment for that event. And then food vendor, I would like to have one exclusive food vendor for that, for all those dates. And obviously Gather by the Gazebo is June 11th, July 9th, and August 13th. Rome is such a huge area right now. It is just blowing up. I've been taking a lot of calls with having some local talent coming to Rome. And they want to record. So they were calling the chamber to ask, you know, where can we record? Where's a good place to get a sunrise or to get a sunset in the Rome area? So that area is definitely getting really, really popular. So I think if you're a local business, especially if you have some ties to Rome or the Nacusa area, I think that's a great way to kind of showcase your business out there. The Rome Farmers Market's going to kick off next month, and I'll be there once a month. Really excited for that, as well as Rendezvous in the Park, which is in Nacusa. And then we are looking for entertainment for that event. I have been trying to reach out to some people that are more local, so schools. I would love to have the kids come down from each school. So we're kind of in talks right now for that, as well as a July food vendor. So I've been trying to get some different stuff. I really want people to come to these events, and I want them to have fun. I want it to be a safe place for younger kids, older kids, and their parents to be able to all have fun. So if you have any ideas for activities, if you have some things that you have going on, if you have, I would love to have martial arts or taekwondo. I would love to do some different kinds of things, get the kids active. I think that mental health is something that we need to be focusing on, and I think that the boxing, the martial arts, the taekwondo, I think all of those really help. So I would love if hopefully someone's listening and they can chime in someone's ear, because I really, really want to have something like that out there.
It's a really good point. I was a knucklehead growing up, and I would have been even worse without boxing.
I can't
without
even see that.
Without boxing, I wouldn't have had no structure. It's a good point about martial arts and those things. It's always great to have that. And it's nice to touch on mental health wherever we can, whatever the topic is. You brought up a couple of really great things there, Lacey, that I wanted to touch on. One, if anybody's looking for anywhere to record something, I think I can think of a place or two where we could do some recording.
Absolutely.
When we get a chance to talk about the Rome area, we have to take it. That you are so right about this. With Sand Valley and so many other things going on over there, that area is only growing more and more. And my family and I, when we first moved here, we moved to the Rome area, lived there for my first couple of years in this state, and love that area so much. It's so cool to see what's happening over there. So when you're a part of something like one of these events that we're talking about, Gather by the Gazebo, Rendezvous in the Park, or something like that, you're in that area. You're getting into that area. You're putting your name, your business in that area, which is blowing up and growing. And as anybody around here knows, especially from what I just said, you got a lot of transplants, you got a lot of people coming from out of state sometimes, so maybe your business gets seen by somebody from there, and you just never know where that leads, where that goes.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people are very like, what's trending, it's Rome. If you're wondering what's trending, it's Rome. That's the area that you should be focusing on. If you are if you are wanting to get in somewhere, they have the farmers market. They have a lot of businesses that have kind of just been popping up, and they're local. They're people that they care about this community. They are invested in this community. They're raising their families here, especially with Sand Valley. They're getting a lot of people out there that are famous that are coming here to golf. And so they're coming to this area. They're seeing this area. They're seeing those flyers when they're staying here. So they're seeing your business. So I think it's great to get out there. I think we're only looking for one sponsor for that one. That one grew really, really great. And we had to switch something because they weren't available to be there. So that one's just the August 13th date. But it's a great area, especially with the Rome Farmers Market. If you are a local food vendor, if you're trying to get in somewhere, I think the food market, in Rapids and Nacusa, and we have so many places for you to go out and make an impact. And you just have to, get out there, smile, talk to people, get excited, be passionate about your business, share your why. And I think that you will find that people really do care.
Yeah, definitely. We're speaking with Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Lacey, one of the things we were going to talk about today and focus on a little bit was the community leadership and teen leadership celebration and yes. sponsorship opportunities for that.
Yes, we have. So we have six. So with community leadership and teen leadership, we have three awards for each. One, I believe, is almost full for that for the awards. But if you are interested, please reach out to Laura. It's workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. She has the best contact information for the award sponsors. But you would essentially be on that. You're on there forever. Mm-hmm. So that someone is going to be given that award, be the like the most improved participant, mm-hmm. Or the business that made a huge impact when they went and visited. There was a lot of dates that, you know, we went to all these different businesses. So we're going to recognize them for letting us come in, sharing things about their business, taking the time out of their day. Some of these businesses were closed and they opened specifically just to let in myself as well as my community leadership and then the cool teen leadership. So definitely great to, you know, show that you support the leaders in this community. You support what we're doing, what the chamber is, you know, pushing for and to keep that talent here. So definitely reach out to Laura if you're interested in sponsoring that, as well as there's some other sponsorship, you know, kind of little other little things you can do. But the award is the big one for that one. So definitely reach out. We're going to have food. It's going to be a dinner. We're going to recognize everyone that has participated.
And you brought in Tanya here to talk a little bit about the leadership class. And Tanya, thank you again for joining us. I appreciate the time. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What field do you come from? What business do you work at?
I actually work at Bank Account Corporation. We are actually located in Rudolph, and we deal with anyone's businesses where we print computer checks, laser checks, envelopes, personal checks. I actually run the personal check area. So.
Right on. Shout out to them. And we always like supporting our local businesses. And a big thank you to them for letting us bower you for a little bit here and everything. Tanya, what did you take from the leadership class? How much did you enjoy it?
It's actually very interesting because growing up in this area, I've always been around the area, but I never knew much about the community and the Heart of Wisconsin program. I didn't know much about it, so it's really neat to learn and what actually comes involved into the community to get out of the community.
Yeah. You already touched on it a little bit, but I imagine people as well you got to run into that you probably haven't met before and made connections that you wouldn't have made otherwise.
Yes, there's definitely a group of people, especially in our area and our group that we're with. You get to learn about all these different companies and areas that they have businesses that you don't always know about.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything that really stood out to you about the leadership class that you really, really enjoyed? Or was the whole thing just a great experience?
I just loved going around to the different areas and stuff. Like I knew about like Mid-State and seeing the new jail, what the progress is, was really neat to know and how what all took into becoming that.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the lessons, the things that you learn, is there notes and different things that you're going to be able to take from this and move and you add to your field, add to your job as you go forward?
Yes, it's very interesting to learn different ways to communicate and different ways leadership can be done and that I will take with me back to my work.
Yeah. Is this something that you would recommend to others?
Yes, if anyone's interested in it, it's a great opportunity to learn about the community and skills to learn that you might not know.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on about the leadership class, Tanya? I think you covered it pretty good. Yeah, you probably covered it pretty good. And you did a great job, by the way. Nice work. Nicely done. Lacey, I see why you brought Tanya. She's good. She did a good job. I know that you and I talk about the leadership class and the teen leadership program a number of times, but this is one of those ones that I want to hit on every time you join us. I think it's important. I think it's one of those things that stands out in our area and stands out that the chamber does.
Absolutely. And earlier this month, I should say, April's still here, we went to Baraboo and toured their community, and it was wonderful to kind of see their impact with even just the Ringling Brothers and everything that they have there. It's very, like, it's not a theme, but you can feel that is something that they definitely, they care about. They know they're known for it. They know that kind of put them on the map, and they definitely ran with it. So they have this, you can tell that it's kind of throughout. It's kind of like weaved throughout their community, as well as they have a lot of the same things that we're going through with the workforce, affordable housing, childcare. We're all going through the same thing. So when people think, oh, okay, well, it's just because you live in Rapids. No, it's really an issue everywhere. Housing, affordable housing is definitely an issue that's going on everywhere. Some of these counties, I think they're just more aware of the things that they can do to get assistance or to get those grants that we're not always aware of. So I think it's great to go tour other places, see what they have to offer. My favorite was probably the gun range we went and toured. I thought that was really fun to kind of get in there and see. I think an indoor shooting range is a great stress reliever as well. That was really fun. And we also toured like the Save Cows warehouse type company where they made like little shoes for cows, as well as we kind of got to go explore Baraboo, and then we got to see like their theater, which was crazy.
Yeah.
It was very awesome.
The amount of craftsmanship that went into things.
It's beautiful.
It's just so much time that you could see that it, like the skill level from the carving, to like the velvet to everything was like gold, and it was so beautiful. There was like hand painted, like the eight brothers and their sister. And it's crazy the amount of time that is spent in that. And they're making sure they're taking care of it. And I think if you take just like relationships, just like jobs, if you take care of things, they last.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think they cherish that. And you can tell that they care. And I think when you go in there, it just makes you like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Like, this is in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff that was in there, they modeled it off after like Italy and other places. And I think that was an hour and a half drive from us. And I've never, ever heard of it. So I think just knowing all the things that this town, this community, especially with this group that has to offer, it's crazy the amount of information and knowledge that I know I've gotten, and I work at the chamber, and I still didn't know about a lot of this stuff, as well as watching the participants evolve from our first meeting and like how we were all kind of like, it took time to just build those relationships, and now I think it's going to be hard to not see them every month. I think it's going to be hard when we're like, okay, now what we need, like now we're going to have to figure out a way to like go get lunch with these people or spend time with them, because I think they have definitely like, it's so funny. It's just like, and you find people that you don't think that you necessarily would have gotten along with, or people like, you know, it's hard to make friends when you're older.
Oh, God,
so I think it's really fun to be in this, you know, type of situation where you can network. I've been emailing back and forth with Mariani to try to, you know, because cranberries are such a huge thing here. So now I finally have a contact there.
So
definitely reach out if you're interested. The Cool Teen Leadership is also open for registration for next year. That's sophomores for any, Rapids, Pittsville, Nakusa, Assumption, Rudolph, any of that area that you think you live in, you definitely reach out. If you are, you know, private school, public school, we want those kids to stay here. So we should show them what we have to offer.
As we're wrapping up, got about a minute left, wanted to just give a shout out to the new website. You guys have a wonderful new website. Encourage everybody to check that out. Go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Bookmark that page and check it out over and over again. It's a good way to keep up to date everything going on in our community. And Lacey, if people have follow-up questions about some of the events we talked about or the community leadership or teen leadership groups, how can people get in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. Please reach out. We all have our phone numbers linked to our website, but also you can always just call the chamber office, and that's 715-422-4852. And then all of our information, you can just kind of go right to us. But definitely reach out. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah. Tanya, thank you again for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Yes, thank you for the invite. It was awesome to be here.
Always good to see you, Lacey. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion. The use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The man accused of killing and mutilating a 19-year-old college student in Milwaukee is pleading not guilty. Maxwell Anderson was in court Monday. He's charged in the death of Sharday Robinson. Her severed remains have been turning up around Milwaukee County since after police say the two went on a date on April 1st. Women running for public office are 3 to 4 times more likely than men to get threats of political violence. And it's not just candidates. Women working as aides and journalists are also getting more threats.
This is something that permeates women in politics, not just for the folks that are stepping up to lead, but for the ecosystem of women around them.
Erin Veraldi is with the group Vote, Run, Lead. She recommends states enact stronger protection for people in public office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A historic event will take place in Wisconsin Rapids on May 25th. The first ever in Wisconsin, and possibly the first in the country, all-female veteran Quilts of Valor ceremony will be held at the old East Junior High School Fieldhouse. A Quilt of Valor is described as a civilian award for the individual's service and sacrifice to defend our country's freedom. Since 2003, over 370,000 quilts have been made by volunteers. In the Wisconsin Rapids area, the Material Girls Quilt Club awarded 292 of these quilts. Festivities will begin on May 25th at 1:30. At least 46 female veterans will receive their recognition for their time spent in uniform in defense of our country. Today is the free prenatal nutrition class called Building a Healthy Baby. It's from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Aspirus Riverview Hospital's lower level in Wisconsin Rapids. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Stephen Colbert says he is not ruling out a return to acting. Colbert sat down with comedian podcaster Ben Schwartz after the Paley Fest TV festival last weekend in Los Angeles. Colbert told Schwartz he was trained to be an actor, adding that even when he was on The Daily Show, he was playing a role. He never thought he'd be a late-night host, but couldn't pass up the opportunity when it was presented. Colbert has been hosting The Late Show after taking over for David Letterman in 2015. Even big-time rock and roll stars have a side hustle. Jon Bon Jovi will join the American Idol Season 22 finale. Deadline reports that the show announced the rock star will be the guest mentor for the three finalists before they crown a winner on Sunday, May 19th. If you can't get enough of Bon Jovi, check out the rock docuseries Thank You, Goodnight, The Jon Bon Jovi Story, which premieres on Hulu Friday, April 26th. If Living on a Prayer wasn't in your head before, it is now. Sorry. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of frost tonight and a low in the upper 20s. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs into the mid-50s. And low 60s, mostly sunny and breezy Thursday. Rain ahead for Friday and also the weekend. It's 60 right now.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasa Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
T. Schwabba.
On the next show, John McGivern, host of PBS's Main Streets, joins the show and we talk Yacht Rock with Yachtly Crew lead singer Billy Ocean.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, April 23rd. Have your host, James Jamie Aloff here. Welcoming into the studio our great friend, Amy Scheid. She is Administrative Development Volunteer Coordinator with our Family Center. Amy, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, James.
You and I care very deeply on this subject, care very deeply for the Family Center, and it's always good for me to mention that I am on the board at the Family Center, and I have no journalistic integrity when it comes to this subject matter. I choose to be very much on the right side of history. So if you can't tell, I am a little bit biased on this, and I don't care. I want more and more people to join us on this front, and I think that we do that by showing how much we believe in this. And honestly, it isn't very often that we have black and white subjects in life. This is a black and white subject.
I agree with you.
Supporting the Family Center is being on the right side of history and being a part of things in change and evolution in this area. And I'm very proud of what the Family Center does. I'm proud of this community, the way it supports the Family Center. And one of the ways they do that, Amy, is volunteering and being a part of events. And that's where we're going to put a little of our focus today, is talking about volunteering and some of the great events that are coming up.
Exactly, James. And I would agree with you wholeheartedly that the work being done there is essential. That as the fourth largest domestic violence state in our country, that Wisconsin needs to do better, and that the work that is being done there is essential to changing those negative behaviors that we unfortunately see.
I'm very thankful to this state. I'm a transplant, and all my kids are born here. My brother was born here, but I'm not a Wisconsinite. So I'm an outsider, and I look at things from that perspective oftentimes. And I will say one thing, if I have learned about Wisconsinites, Wisconsinites are proud of being from Wisconsin. Wisconsinites are proud of Wisconsin. Take some pride in your state. Let's bring these numbers down, be on the right side of history, and let's not let this be the next time after that, that they take these kind of surveys and these numbers. Wisconsin isn't finishing in the top five of something like this. That's something that I would think every Wisconsinite would want to do something about.
I would absolutely agree with you. It was disheartening to see those numbers rise again nationwide, and to find out that Wisconsin has the highest number, or the fourth highest numbers, excuse me, of domestic violence homicides. We know that shelters like our own prevent and bring down those numbers. So let's get behind those shelters and the work that's being done by trained advocates. And ways we can do that are by supporting through time and treasure.
Mm-hmm. One of the ways that our community really likes to make impacts is certainly donations, whether it is dollars and cents or it is items. And we're always grateful for that, those things at the Family Center. Another one is use of their time, taking time out of their day, being a part of events. And for those out there that have not volunteered at events before, I'd imagine that you think of something, and we tend to go immediately to a job and thinking of job type things and shifts and something like that. And, well, I'm going to volunteer. Here, I don't have 8 hours. I don't know if I could do something like that or what have you. I think it's really good to keep in mind that when it comes to volunteering, most nonprofits will work with you and work with your time schedule or what you your skill set or what have you.
That is very true. We have volunteers that come in a two-hour block once a week. We have volunteers that come in an eight-hour day once a month. We have volunteers of all different sorts, and that is what we need, and we'll work with you whatever you're able to provide. We are seeing more and more employers providing paid time for their employees to volunteer within the community. And one of the disheartening things that I learned last year is that one of the major organizations in our community was disappointed to see that those hours weren't being used. Mm. Come in and find out what can be done at the family center during those paid hours. And I think you'll find it's a pleasant break from the work that you might be doing at your computer or what have you. We have many opportunities in all different areas, and we'd love to have you.
One of the things that I like to know when it comes to talking about the family center and talking about the building itself and the people of it and everything, this subject matter can be tough for people, and it can be a tough subject to even think about in your own head, let alone with other people or taking the time out of your day to volunteer at. But keep in mind, and if you are curious, go ahead and check out, reach out to the people at the family center, because there are a few places I have been where there is such a positive energy. It's such a welcoming, positive energy there. I feel a little weird saying this, but whenever I've been at the family center, I find myself smiling. I find myself feeling good and hopeful about things. I think that you and the team there have done a wonderful, wonderful job of creating great atmosphere with good people that have a good energy to them. When you volunteer, when you take your time on those, you're going to take a little of that with you through your day. I do it every time I stop by the family center, or you guys come over here to have me sign something or whatever. It stays in my head, and I carry with me throughout the day. You can't ask for much more than that, let alone the fact that you are making an impact on one of the most vital organizations in our community, easily.
Yes, that is so true. Recently, we had a very active day at the family center, and I remember thinking, you know, when is 4:30 going to roll around? Yeah. I think we've all had those days.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of that day, what I carried with me was, regardless of how busy it was or all the things that we were able to accomplish in that day, was to serve those that needed us at that moment. And what a profound realization that each and every person in that building on that day was there for a reason. And it was to serve, and it was to do right by someone who needed help at that time. Mm-hmm. So, and that's from cleaning bathrooms through providing direct services. And we need volunteers in all of those areas.
Amy, I think that leads us into a great point about this, too. While the family center is oftentimes there are employment opportunities, and there are other opportunities involved that are maybe a little more hands-on or what have you, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do around there that really don't have necessarily to do directly with domestic violence. You know, maybe there's a painting job that needs done, or the lawn needs to be mowed, or something like that. It may not seem like a big deal, but those things, when you do that, that is one less thing on Amy and her team and your team over there's plate. And if we can do that, that frees you up a little bit more to focus on the task at hand and the people that need you. So you are making an impact. Even by just mowing that lawn, you are making an impact and helping this cause.
I would say that's true of any nonprofit in our community, that we are not in a position to pay for things along those lines. And we do need volunteers to serve those very vital needs. Lawn work, stuffing envelopes for the mid-year appeal, which incidentally we have a volunteer opportunity on May 28th. I would encourage you to email me at info@familyctr.org or call the Family Center business line if you'd be available to stuff envelopes, fold and stuff envelopes on May 28th. That's a need. If you are a more vibrant person interested in doing more people forward activities, our Touch a Truck event is coming up on July 27th, and we need volunteers for that.
It's now this event. Now, this is one that we got to talk about, Amy, because this is such a fun event. Every year I hear more and more people enjoying it, more and more kids enjoying it. This is a really good one. And it's getting stronger as we're going along here, too. We're getting a lot more community support. It's a fun event. Can we touch on the details of this?
Absolutely. So the event will occur at Grand Rapids Lions Club from 11 until 3. We're looking for volunteers for setup the day before and to participate in the event the day of. We're also looking for vehicles to be on display, and we'd love any businesses that might be interested to sponsor the event as well, either sponsor prizes for the kids' games or food for the picnic area or the event itself. Fantastic opportunities. We've had about 1,000 people come these past couple of years, and we hope to continue to grow that. Some of the activities that the kids really love are going up in the water and light bucket trucks. You won't see me up there. Last year, they were ricocheting pine cones and whatnot at me. But it won't be me in the bucket truck.
Not this year.
Weather permitting and emergencies not occurring, LifeLink will be there, and they love to see that helicopter land.
Yeah,
we have a fantastic family, the McDonald family, that comes and does antique tractor rides.
Cool.
So, and a bevy of ambulances and fire trucks and police cars, and the military got joined on this last year, and we had military vehicles there.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Just now.
It was super neat.
Yeah, so
they
cool.
made a donation one day, and I literally chased them out to the parking lot
nice.
To say, hey, by the way, would you like to sign on for this event?
It's becoming more and more one of our favorite events in the area.
Mm-hmm.
This is always fun to bring all these people together, especially when it comes to so many of our EMTs, our firefighters, our police officers, our sheriffs, all these groups, organizations coming together, us to be able to celebrate them. I talk about this with Sheriff Becker all the time, mm-hmm. building that bridge between law enforcement and the community. We need to take every opportunity to do that we can. And those are all great. LifeLink being there is a fun thing for the kids as well. And you never know what can really spark in a young mind of like, wow, that's pretty cool. I want to do that someday, or I want to be that or something. And all of these fields, we could always use young people to be interested and do. But all that being said, all of that, it's almost secondary to me with number one being, of course, these kids and their laughter and the fun of that and them having
Absolutely.
Fun and kids and families having a good time and everything. And 1A, 1B of also we do all this. And Amy, I don't know about you and your team over there, but I know for me, when I think about this and I'm at the event or I'm driving past it and I'm seeing all these people, that thousand some people, all these different organizations, these city leaders all coming together for this cause. All these people believe in this cause. That's where we are in 2024. That's where we are in society, where this is not a hushed conversation. This is not something where we have an event like this, but we don't really mention that it's the Family Center hosting it or something like that, because we want to keep things, you know, want to make sure that we're worried about this, worried about that. We're not worried about those things anymore. We're worried about domestic violence. We're putting our focus where it needs to be now. And all these organizations, all these team leaders, all these local families and neighbors coming together to show, hey, we believe in this cause. We support you.
And we need that support more than ever before. I couldn't agree with you more that it is, I always take a moment at any fundraiser or at any vigil or any event that we do and just have that moment of peace and looking around the room and knowing that everyone there is in support of the very important mission of ending domestic violence and sexual assault in our community. It is essential that we're all on board with that. We are in a place at this time where we are staring down the nose of a 70% cut in the federal funding that funds domestic violence and sexual assault prevention efforts in our state. So we've never had a more vital time for fundraising and for needs for volunteers than ever before. So we really need to see folks coming to these events, doing peer-to-peer fundraising if they're interested in doing that. Give me a call and I can help them through that. There are things you do, I guarantee you, in your daily day that would help us turn the corner in that deficit in funding. And it's amazing how good you'll feel about yourself when you do.
Yeah. I will just piggybacking off of that, Amy, I do believe, too, that I don't think this is a stretch. Domestic violence affects everybody. It affects everybody. You may think, well, it doesn't affect me. It's not me. I'm not my family, what have you, or anything. I guarantee statistically we know this. You know somebody that does. Statistically, we know that people in our community are dealing with this. And therefore, it affects you. It affects your taxes. It affects your work. It affects going to the store and getting an item or something like that because you don't know who is dealing with this and struggling. And if they are struggling with this, that is taking over their life. And they aren't able to do the work that they want to do or what have you, whatever that might be. If there are children involved, I don't believe I need to get too in-depth on that one of why it's important that we are tackling this subject and getting on this subject when it comes to kids and the future of our country, the future of our cities and all that. This affects everybody. This is one of those topics where everybody needs to be involved on this one. Everybody needs to be on the right side of history with this one and aware of these things. If you want to be a part of an event like this, too, I should mention, I think that it's noteworthy, too. I talk about this all the time when nonprofits work together with other nonprofits or something, or and how much it is to be able to sell your event while piggybacking on another or something like that. But it is very different. It's almost a completely different category with the Family Center, because when you are supporting things with the Family Center, all the things Amy has touched on are vitally important and true, along with you are showing that you are on the right side of history. You are showing that you believe in this cause. When the River Kings, when the Rafters support events over here, we feel that much better about going to these games because I know that organization has people in it that care about this subject. We support organizations that support the Family Center. We put into those organizations. We look out for each other around here. That's Midwest mentality. And if your business is attached to the Family Center with one of these events like Touch a Truck or something, that's what you're showing. You're not just putting your business out there, getting it seen by 1,000 people or some odd number of people when they come to these events. You're also having that piggybacked on top of it. And I don't think you can put a price on something like that.
We're very blessed with the number of sponsors that we do have and participants in this event, but we always have room for more. Mm-hmm. And James is correct, and 1,000 people walking through that gate. And just to touch upon your comment about children, I would mention that this past year, over 4,900 nights of stay occurred at the Family Center. That number continues to rise. That's 35 children that were housed within the Family Center last year, as part of 44 families. The length of stay is increasing, but we do see a change with partnerships in our community coming with that. Landlords that are more positive about assisting us in helping victims become survivors and move out and be able to better live a violence-free life. Different organizations in our community, Focus, ADRC, there are so many, I couldn't list them all, all these organizations that we partner with and are building and forging even stronger relationships with. We're so blessed.
We're speaking with Amy Scheid from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Amy, I know we touched on Touch a Truck. We'll be talking about that a lot as we're getting closer and closer to the event and encouraging people to attend, to be a part of it. Was there other things you wanted to touch on as well?
I just want to mention, as far as volunteering is concerned, as we earlier touched on, there are a myriad of opportunities that vary in time and the amount of time that you would be spending on-site or off-site participating. Not only do we need volunteers at events such as this, we need cleaning volunteers. We would love to have someone who's passionate about the work that's being done be trained in to take crisis calls. We have opportunities that would be just a couple hours a week. We have some that would be a little more hands-on, and then we would have some that are only a couple times a year. If your passion is being around people, maybe events is your thing. Mm-hmm. If you'd like if you're a sorter, an organizer, maybe donations is the area for you. If you are passionate about domestic violence and sexual assault, we'd love to see you volunteer to be trained in and participate up in shelter or on our crisis line. Mm. So please reach out info@familyctr.org or 715-421-1559 is how you would reach me.
And just one last note, and this is just James talking here, not anybody else. Amy touched on something earlier that I don't think we've been able to talk about nearly enough in news, and that is the cuts that are talked about being made to organizations like our Family Center. And that we cannot allow, that we cannot let happen. And we have a voice as Americans. We are able to vote on things and vote people in that are going to support the causes we believe in. Pay attention to who you're voting for, pay attention to who is in their pocket, and pay attention in this year in particular as we are in an election year. So be sure to be supporting the people that support us, support your communities, and that believe in work that is like the work that is being done at the Family Center. Amy, I cannot thank you and your team over there enough. Please say hi to everybody for us. As we're letting you go, if people have follow-up questions, want to be a part of maybe some of these events, how can they get in touch with you?
They can reach me by calling the business line, which is 715-421-1559. Our Facebook page, I respond to any comments made on that page, and please do get on that page and like that page. There's lots of fun things coming up. And this past month being both Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month, you'll see some exciting relationship building activities that have occurred this past month and are still occurring. You can also go on our website, familyctr.org, or you can email me directly at info@familyctr.org as well.
Encourage you to do all that, everybody. Be sure to bookmark that page. It's a great thing to follow, great way to keep up on the Family Center, and also uplifting. A lot of times I find it that way. And keep in mind that the Family Center has a crisis line, 715-421-1511. That's 421-1511. Anytime, day or night, an advocate will assist you. And again, that website that you can check out, familyctr.org, familyctr.org. Be sure to bookmark that. Amy, always appreciate the time. Thank you again so much.
And we appreciate your service as well. James, thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time when our old friends Pat Kreitler of Up North News and Trigby Olson of Lincoln Project get into an old-fashioned political mud wrestling. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Bust in pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Bust in pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Still no ruling on holding Donald Trump in contempt after another day of testimony in his hush money trial. But CBS's Errol Barnett reports David Pecker was back on the stand.
Testimony from David Pecker, the publisher of the National Enquirer, who spoke about a close kinship and friendship with Donald Trump that dates back to the late 80s.
Prosecutors want Pecker to lay the groundwork on a catch-and-kill scheme to influence the 2016 election. President Biden slammed Trump while campaigning today in Florida.
Donald Trump is worried voters are going to hold him accountable for the cruelty and chaos he created. Folks, the bad news for Trump is we are going to hold him accountable.
And engineers say they're on track to fully reopen shipping channels in Baltimore next month following the collapse of the Key Bridge. Rear Admiral Shannon Gilruth's with the Coast Guard.
Our number one priority remains to restore commerce fully to the Port of Baltimore.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've